Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Oliver. Batting third. The third baseman, Larvell Blanks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting seventh. The DH, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cardell Camper. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The DH, Sam Ewing. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Steve Bowling. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nordbrook. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Norris reaches second base with a double. Dave Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver bunts towards the mound. The ball bounces off Clancy, and towards McKay, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to third. One out. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blanks moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Baylor chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the infield. Clancy fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Clancy. Blanks scores. Thornton goes all the way around to score. Bocht moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball four. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Nordbrook fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Bocht scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Dave Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Norris moves to second. Mike Willis now pitching. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Norris is attempting to get to third. There's the throw and Norris is out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Blanks moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ault moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone strikes out. Two outs. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Bach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bocht hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cerrone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall strikes out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive towards third. Howell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Norris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ewing hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bocht. Howell reaches second base with a double. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ault strikes out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howell scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Bruce Bocht. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Pruitt now playing left field. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordbrook hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bowling moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ewing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Griffin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kendall moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ault hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McKay takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. McKay moves to second. Rick Waite's now pitching. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Bowling reaches second base with a double. McKay scores. Cerrone moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Otto Velez pinch hits for Tim Nordbrook. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cerrone scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing shortstop. Dave Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Blanks moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader pinch hits for Sam Ewing. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Vukovic now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendall is hit by the pitch. Spikes moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to third for the out. Kendall moves to second. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McKay strikes out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cerrone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blanks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Thornton steals second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 4 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Toronto Blue Jays, 4. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.